As China transformed over the past decade or so into an economic powerhouse, billions of dollars were illegally shipped out of the country. And a large portion of that money, quite a large anyway, has ended up here in Australia, much of it in real estate. Having turned a blind eye for years, now the Chinese authorities say they want this money back. Tonight, Four Corners takes a look at the bounty hunters tasked with recouping those lost billions.
Do you think Chinese authorities are operating in Australia covertly to try to get that money back?
Certainly from my experience, yes. I think, you know, there are activities going on. They are covert. They are all about applying pressure to people, particularly people that have families back in the country.
That's an excerpt of tonight's Four Corners. Mark Willacy is the reporter bringing us the story tonight. Mark, welcome back to Breakfast.
G'day, Fran.
Mark, what are the rules for Chinese citizens who want to send money abroad or bring money out of China and into, say, Australia?
Well, there are a lot of rules, and there are limits on things like amounts. For example, individuals, it's up to $50,000 a year, I believe. There are limits on what the money can be spent on.
Sorry, Mark, just to interrupt you, are there limits at the Chinese end or coming into the Australian?
Well, we'll start at the Chinese end, Fran. Yeah. That's the limits from their end. And in fact, you know, we've seen recently a Chinese crackdown on huge development investments or types of huge development investments around the world. We've seen that affect high-rise developments in Sydney and the Gold Coast, with big Chinese conglomerates having to get out of those investments because the central authorities have told them to. Obviously, back here, there's not, you know, rules about the money coming in, but it's about what it can be spent on, as we know with the Foreign Investment Review Board and other citizens of other countries spending money on real estate. Obviously, existing real estate, it's a no-no.
And we know that money has been spent on real estate in this country. We've all seen it. Is that primarily how this money has been used? And what sort of sums are we talking about? Do we know how much money has ended up in Australia from China?
Well, we know it's in the billions, and talking to people for this story on Four Corners tonight, they're saying it could be, you know, the hundreds of billions. We know Australian real estate's an attractive target. You know, this country's attractive. We have a stable banking system. We have a stable political system. The real estate market is relatively stable. You know, maybe Sydney, Melbourne going backwards a little bit at the moment. But look, if you want to get your money out of China, that doesn't bother you. We also have relatively weak anti-money laundering laws in this country. There are holes in those laws that are definitely being exploited. So this place is very attractive for what they term Chinese hot money.
And what's the difference between Chinese hot money, if you like? I mean, money laundering is a very different thing to someone just wanting to have a safe investment, isn't it? Tell us about the money laundering side of this, or the hot money.
Yeah, what we're seeing is, you know, estimates of more than $1 trillion siphoned out of China's economy in the last decade. Speaking to one barrister in Hong Kong who operates with the Chinese, he identifies money around the world. He says it's about $1.6 trillion in the last decade. And, you know, some of that's the result of corruption, theft, embezzlement. Other issues are getting is the illegal nature of getting the money out is beyond the limit. So taking out more than you can. What we're seeing is a lot of it shifted into places like Hong Kong. We've seen cases where people have done repeated trips in trucks or with their briefcases, suitcases, and they've taken out, one case I think was $8 billion, or 8 billion yuan actually, to be correct. And so, you know, once it's in Hong Kong, the money's off the leash. And Australia, as I said, is attractive. Canada's very attractive, and as is the United States. So the Chinese really want to get this money back, because even an economy their size, it's something that can't be tolerated.
And do they want to get it back for taxation purposes, for instance, so they can tax it?
I think it's more the disruption to their wider economy. And, you know, that flight of capital, if you like, it's just so immense that it destabilizes the internal economy. So in 2014, we saw Fox Hunt. That was a targeted operation going after corrupt officials and their money. That was relatively successful. That morphed into Operation Skynet in 2015, which was much more systemic and global and is still operating. But tonight on Four Corners, you're going to see a new approach, one I would describe as being slightly more creative.
Well, just before we get to that, I mean, authorities have turned a blind eye to this for many years. I mean, we've done stories over the years of, you know, companies set up in Shanghai or other places selling Australian property there. It's not been under the radar, has it?
No, in fact, you know, tonight on Four Corners, we see one such property being spruiked to investors to, you know, invest in this property on the Gold Coast. It's, you know, there's this great development there. Now, getting back to the limits, the Chinese are very precise about what you can do. And this fund, according to our investigations, was not allowed to even advertise publicly for investment. So the rules are very strict. And I think what China's trying to get its head around is the amount of breaking of these rules. It's okay. Just immense.
So tonight you interview Australians who are being contracted by Chinese authorities to pursue this money. And these are what you call, I think, financial bounty hunters. This is the new iteration, is it? Tell us about this and these people.
Yeah, these guys operate in a fairly opaque environment, if you like. We went to Hong Kong. Now, as I said, that's sort of the centre of where the Chinese money first lands. And what we found there is that there is the Chinese Public Security Bureau, which is not allowed technically to operate in Hong Kong, but it's set up a private public company, if you like. That company then contracts out to these so-called economic bounty hunters. So we were dealing with an ex-Canadian Mountie who was an undercover who he infiltrated the Colombian cocaine cartels during his career, but he's a financial crime specialist. He's then obviously working with people here in Australia. We'll meet a couple of them tonight, ex-detectives, and they've been tasked with trying to get hold of this one particular property and also identifying other properties that may involve Chinese money of dubious origin,
okay,
if you like.
And just on that, I mean, the legality of this, what power does China have to seize that property? I mean, not to mention what it might mean for Australian real estate, but what power does China have to do this?
Well, these private operatives say, look, they've been entrusted in identifying this property and trying to get the money back. Now, how they're going to do that is through more cooperative ways. And what you'll see tonight is one of those operations. And what that involves is to try to go to the owners of these properties and say, look, we've been contracted by the Chinese government through such and such company to get your property back because it's the, you know, it's been bought with misappropriated funds or funds of dubious origin. And then to convince these Chinese owners that it's in their best interest to sign the property over to these private operatives. The private operatives then register the property in their name, they then try to sell it, and then they get the money back to China and they take their cut.
And so
it makes it more streamlined. We're dealing with Chinese in Australia. We reside in Australia. It makes it a bit more professional when you're dealing with Australian law, court matters, that type of thing. And we have a certain way of dealing with people.
And you're comfortable working with Chinese authorities?
So far, it's been no problem at all.
I should say, friend, that's Jason McFetridge. He's a former New Zealand detective who's a private investigator now on the Gold Coast, and mm-hmm. he's been contracted to track and recover this particular piece of real estate for the Chinese. Now, he says he's operating within the law and that he can achieve his aims with cooperation without any coercion. Now, that's something that other people question tonight,
okay,
on the program.
A certain way of dealing with people. We'll find out more about that. Mark, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Mark Willacy. Here's Four Corners tonight, Project Dragon. You can watch it on ABC TV at 8:30, of course, or anytime on iView.